弟兄姊妹，我们来念几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages.
创世纪第三十二章。
Genesis chapter 32.
第二十七节
Verse 27
我们从二十二节念起
Instead we'll read from verse 22
三十二章二十二节
Genesis 32:22
我想他也坚起了这个他就是雅各
This he arose that night, that's Jacob
他也坚起来带着两个妻子两个使女并生一个儿子渡过了亚布渡河渡口先打发他们过河又打发所有的渡过去这剩下雅各一人有一个人来和他摔跤有一个人来和他摔跤直到黎明二十五节
Verse 25.
那人见自己胜不过他就将他的大腿窝摸了一把雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了那人说天灵明了愿我去吧雅各说你不给我祝福我就不用你去那人说你叫什么他叫我名叫雅各那人说你的名不要再叫雅各要叫以色列因为你与神人交里都得了胜因为你与神与人交力都得了胜雅各问他说请将你的名告诉我那人说何必问我的名于是在那里给雅各祝福雅各便在那个地方起名叫皮诺伊勒皮诺伊勒就是神之面的意思说我面对面见了神我的性命仍得保全日头刚出来的时候雅各经过皮诺伊勒日头刚出来的时候雅各经过皮诺伊勒他的大腿就瘸了我想这里最好的翻译我们颠倒一下雅各经过皮诺伊勒日头刚刚出来他的大腿就瘸了
Verse 31 is a better translation than Chinese Just as he crossed over Penuel, the sun rose on him, and he limped on his hip.
雅各刚经过皮诺伊勒，日头刚出来，他的大腿就瘸了。
Just as he crossed over Penuel, the sun rose on him, and he limped on his hip.
好，我们来看，还是创世纪四十九章。
Genesis again, chapter 49.
请你念好了我们念49章16节16节到18节
We will read verses 16 to 18 Genesis 49 Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel Dan shall be a serpent by the way a viper by the path that bites the horse's heels so that his rider shall fall backward
18节耶和华我想来等候你的救恩我想这是雅各的一个呼喊一个祷告耶和华我想来等候你的救恩
And verse 18 I have waited for your salvation O Lord This is the crying This is the prayer of Jacob I have waited for your salvation O Lord
好我们来看以赛亚书第三十章
Isaiah chapter 30
二十节
Verse 20
以赛亚书第三十章第二十节
Isaiah 30:20 Verse 20
主虽然以艰难给你当饼以困苦给你当水你的教师却不再隐藏你眼必看见你的教师你或向左或向右你必听见后面有声音说这是正路要行在其间我想我们不要读到这里为止我想最重要的还是后面的这一节圣经为什么 主要以艰难给我们当饼，为什么主要以困苦给我们当水？原因在哪里？他要达到一个什么的一个目的？
Verse 20, we read that the Lord would give us the bread of adversity and the water of affliction. And then we move on to verse 21. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. We shall not pause right here, because what's most important is to be spelled out in the latter part here.
22节说，你雕刻偶像所包的银子和铸造偶像所涂的金子，你要玷污，要把它搞脏，把它搞脏。
And that is whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left, the Lord will direct you. And verse 22, you will also defile, make it dirty, the covering of the image of silver and ornament of your molded image of gold.
把所有的偶像都把它玷污，把它搞脏，把它抛弃。
Throw all the idols away, defile them, make them dirty.
好像污秽的污。
As unclean thing.
对偶像说，去吧。
And you will say to the idols, get away.
所以你看，困苦艰难，最终的目的，把我们把这些偶像全部丢掉，去吧，离开我去吧。
So the final purpose of this bread of adversity or water of affliction is to for us to put away all the idols, saying to them, get away.
好，我们最后看哥林，我们最后我们看腓立比书。
Now, lastly, we will read Philippians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们来看第三章。第十节
Verse 10
腓立比书第三章第十节
Philippians 3:10
使我认识基督晓得他复活的大能并且晓得和他一同受苦效法他的死或者
11
我也得以从死里复活这不是说我已经得着了已经完全了
12
我乃是竭力的追求或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的我们低头一点祷告
Your head bow, please let's have a word of prayer
主啊清晨早晨我们就来到你的跟前
Lord this morning we come before your feet
我们的心欢喜我们的灵应当快乐
Our hearts rejoice and our spirit should be glad.
父啊，我们感谢你在基督里所给我们的一切属灵的福气。
Father, we thank you for all the spiritual blessings you have given to us in Christ.
我们更感谢你在基督里面释放了我们，叫我们得以自由。
Even more, we thank you that you have released us in Jesus Christ so that we could be free.
你把我们这些原本被掳的掳在恶者的手下的这班人释放了出来。
You have set us free, all of us who have been taken captive by the evil.
所以今天早晨我们都应当来到你的宝座的跟前，我们的心欢喜，我们的灵要快乐，我们要欢乐，我们要向你赞美。
Therefore, this morning we should all come before your throne, and our hearts rejoice, our hearts are glad. We just want to sing your praises and we will shout out for joy.
我们满口喜笑，满是欢呼，耶和华在我们身上行了这样大的事。
Our mouths are filled with laughter, our tongues with singing, that the Lord has done such a great thing in us.
你救我们脱离了仇敌的手。
You have saved us from the hand of our enemy.
叫我们今天能够坦然无惧，终身的用圣洁、公义来侍奉我们这位大君王耶和华。
So that today we can serve without fear of this great King, our Lord, all our life in righteousness and justice.
我们要以感谢献给你作为祭。
Therefore, we'll offer to you this sacrifice of praise.
欢呼所说你一切在我们身上的作为。
Joyfully declare all that you have done in us.
主，愿你今天早晨恩待你的百姓。
Lord, this morning, command your mercy to your people.
就是你用重价释放我们的这一班自由的百姓。
All those free people which you have bought at a price.
主给我们一个虔诚敬畏的心，我们在这里侍奉敬拜你。
Oh Lord, grant to us this heart of a godly fear.
主啊，我们以感主啊，我们在这里一同的高举你的名，感谢称你伟大。
So that we could serve you together, we highly exalt your names so that we could magnify you.
主与我们同在。
O Lord, be with us all.
与你的仆人同在。
Be with your servant.
你给我们的灵是刚强的灵。
Give us this spirit of strength.
也恩待你的使女，让我们的翻译和讲的都同被一个灵感动。
Be gracious to the translator, so what we are saying are moved in one spirit.
也巴不得在我们中间没有任何的语言的间隔。
So that there will be no language barrier among us.
因为你的话是你的道是你的话是灵也是生命。
Because your word is spirit and life.
来感动我们。
Lord, come to touch our hearts.
来光照我们。
To enlighten us.
来启示我们。
To reveal yourself to us.
给我们属灵的智慧，给我们智慧和启示的灵。
Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
你的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Where your spirit is, there is liberty.
我们实在需要你来释放我们。
Oh Lord, we really need you to set us free.
叫我们已经自由的人不被捆绑。
So that all of us who have been free will not be bound.
我们再次享受神儿子自由的荣耀。
That once again we could enjoy the glorious wisdom, freedom of the Son of God.
主，我们等候你，仰望你。
Lord, we wait for you and we are hoping you.
主啊。耶和华，我们数来等候你的救恩。
Lord, we have waited for your salvation.
我们每天都需要你的救恩，时时刻刻需要你的救恩。
Every day, moment by moment, we need your salvation.
你曾救我们，现在还要救我们，指望你将来还要拯救我们。
You saved us, you're saving us, and we know that you will save us.
你不但救我们的灵，救我们的魂，有一天你还拯救我们的身体。
Not only have you saved our spirit, you're saving our soul, but one day you will save our body also.
感谢主，愿主能够听我们的祷告。
Oh Lord, we thank you. May you hear our prayers.
施恩给我们。
Show your grace to us.
主啊，让我们知道你本为善，你乐意饶恕人，有丰盛的慈爱，是给那些求告你名的。
So we know that you are good, full of loving kindness, and you will give blessing to all those who call on your name.
我们仰望你。
Lord, we simply look unto you.
我们将祷告祈求，是因奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我想今天我们还是继续来交通，以基督的心为心。
This morning we'll continue to fellowship on this theme. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ.
这是第二讲。
And this is our second session.
我们知道这句话是从腓立比书第二章保罗写信给腓立比教会所讲的一句话。
We know this statement is from Philippians in chapter 2, as Paul wrote this epistle to the Philippian church.
我们知道腓立比的教会绝大部分的弟兄姊妹，他们都能够同心合意站立得稳。为他们所信的福音，他们能够齐心努力。
We know at Philippi Church, most of the brothers and sisters are firm in the faith, and together they strive to further the gospel.
但是
，But
他们中间不能同心。
They could not be of the same mind.
在许多的事上，他们不能同心合意。
So in many things, they could not come to the same mind.
他们有他们个人自己的想法，自己的看法。
They have their own opinions, their own thoughts.
有人看这件事比较重要，有些人看那一件事比较重要。
Some people view this matter more important than others.
有些弟兄姊妹觉得这件事应当这样的决定，有些弟兄姊妹那件事应当是那样的决定。
Some brothers and sisters feel that this very matter should be decided in such a way as opposed to others think differently.
所以他们的心思意念不能相同。
Therefore, their thoughts, their intents are not the same.
他们的灵是一个是合一的，但是魂不能同魂。
They do have the same spirit, but they have different souls.
他们有个人的想法，有个人的看法，有个人的做法，有个人的定规。
Each person has his views, has his own ideals, has his own plans.
他们不能和睦。
So they cannot live in harmony.
他们不能说一样的话。
They cannot say the same thing.
所以他们中间有纷争。
Therefore, in the midst of them, there is this strife.
有怨言。
Complaining.
有一些不和睦的地方。
Discord.
所以保罗写这封书信，盼望他们能够同心，能够合意，有一个心思，一个意念，爱心相同，意念能够相同。
Therefore, Paul wrote this epistle telling them maintaining the same mind, same love, same intent, and some in one spirit with same purpose.
当然在腓立比教会我们还看见还有一小部分的人。
But also in this Philippi church, we also see a small group of people.
他们是在那里贪图虚浮的荣耀。
They seek those empty conceit.
他们自高自大。
They were arrogant, they were conceited.
他们看自己比别人强。
They esteem themselves better than others.
这极少数的人，他们只顾自己的事，不顾别人的事。
Few people of them only care for their own interests instead of others.
所以你就看到腓立比的一些问题，叫保罗很忧愁，很难过。
Therefore, Paul was greatly grieved over these issues and problems there.
他就是怕这些问题慢慢的扩大，就叫教会能够分裂。
He was afraid that as these issues enlarge themselves, it would cause the whole church to divide.
所以他就写信给腓立比的教会。
Therefore, he wrote this epistle to the Philippian church.
怎么能叫他们同心合意呢？怎么就能够叫他们一个心思一个意念，让他们的魂能够相同呢？
How could Paul make them same mind with the same intent and purpose, and they would be in harmony?
所以保罗说，你们应当以基督的心为心。
Therefore, Paul says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ."
我说你们都有基督的心，你们就同心了。
If you all have this mind of Christ, then you will be of the same mind.
你们有基督的心，你们就同魂了。
If you all have the mind of Christ, then you would have the same soul.
你们的心思意念就相通了， you, 你们的意志就相通了，你们的喜好就相通了。
Your mind, your intent, your will, your emotion, and your likes would be the same.
你们是能够像基督的心为心的话，你们中间就不会贪图虚浮的荣耀，你们就不会自高自大，看自己比别人强，你们中间也就不会只顾自己的事，不顾别人的事。
If you have the mind of Christ in you, then you will not aim for those empty conceits, selfish ambition, and you will not just caring for your own things. You will not think yourselves better than others.
那所有的问题都因人而解。
So all the problems will be solved accordingly.
什么是基督的心呢？
Then what is the mind of Christ?
我想我上次已经讲过了。
And last time I shared this with you.
我想基督的心就是一个谦卑的心。
I believe the mind of Christ is a mind of humility.
我们的主来到地上。
Our Lord came to this world.
他就对付他自己。
He dealt with himself.
他就破碎他自己那一个在人生命的这一方面。
Therefore, he broke himself, took care of his soul in terms of a human being.
他倒空自己。
He emptied himself.
他否认自己。
He denied himself.
舍弃自己。
He let go of himself.
他让自己看为 nothing, 没有什么，
he saw
什么都不是。
He saw him as nothing.
他放弃他所有的地位，所有的珍贵，所有的荣耀。
He let go all of his status, glory, majesty.
他把自己降卑，降卑，降得最低，最低，就像奴仆一样。
He humbled himself and kept humbling himself to the point that he was just like a bond slave.
我想没有比奴仆更低的。
I don't think there is anybody who is lower than a bond slave.
奴仆是没有自己主权的。
A bond slave has no right whatsoever.
奴隶是没有自己一点自由的。
Has no freedom.
他没有自己的定规，没有自己的喜好，没有自己的心思和意念。
Has no, he does not have his own thoughts and intends his own plans, his own ideas.
他绝对的没有条件的顺服他的主人。
Absolutely, unconditionally, he submitted to his master.
我想主耶稣就是这样的降卑、谦卑、顺服，以至于死在十字架上。
And this is how our Lord humbled himself to the point of death, even the death on the cross.
他只求父神的荣耀，只求父神的旨意，只求父神的喜欢，只求父神的满意。
He concerned himself only with his father's will, glory, satisfaction.
他完全否认自己。
Totally, he denied himself.
不为自己争夺一点点那他应当有的权利、地位、名誉。
He would not fight for himself any bit of his own rise, status, and glory. Completely, he disregarded himself. He cared about his father's need. He cared about man's need.
他只知道不饼,
just as one of the hymns says, he only knew to break the bread instead of keeping the bread.
他只知道清酒,
he only knew to pour out the wine instead of drinking wine.
他愿意舍弃自己的生命,
he wanted to give up his own life for man to receive eternal life.
他乐意自己受咒诅,
he delighted to be cursed so that people could receive blessings.
完成神在他身上所定规的那个救恩的十字架的救赎计划,
to accomplish the redemptive work plan of God's salvation on the cross.
弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister, this is the mind of Christ.
保罗愿意菲律宾的教会都有基督的心为心。
Paul wanted all the Philippians to have this mind of Christ as their mind.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister, this is easily said and so hard it would be to try to carry it
out.
Who doesn't think of himself, who doesn't love himself, who doesn't cherish and nourish himself?
保罗也曾经讲过,没有人恨恶自己的身体,总是包养不惜。
Paul even says so, that nobody hated his own body, but nourished and cherished it.
每一个人都包养不惜,他自己,看重自己,高抬自己,高举自己,尊重自己。
Everybody exalts himself and esteems himself, nourishes and cherishes himself.
我想这是亚当的天然。
This is a natural life of Adam.
就是亚当的魂的生命,
and this is Adam's soul life.
就是那个鸡的生命,
and that's the self life.
就是那个肉体, 就是天然的生命,
and that's the flesh, that's a natural life.
我想特别是在这个时代的末了,
and especially in this very end time.
是一个I, me, my的一个时代, I, me, my.
It's the time of I, me, myself.
为自己而活的一个时代,
it's the time that you live for yourself.
是一个人本主义, 人文主义, 是一个后现代主义, 是一个享乐主义, 是一个物质主义的一个时代。
This is the time of humanism, the hedonism, the materialism. It's the time for yourself.
这个,
materialism.
保罗在提摩太后书第三章说末世必有好危险的时候，人是专顾自己，爱钱财。 爱厌乐,不爱神,自高自大,人以妄为,都是为着自己。
In 2 Timothy, we read that there will be a perilous time that man is a lover of pleasure, not a lover of man. They love money, they are greedy, everything is for themselves.
爱厌乐,不爱神。
It's a lover of pleasure, not a lover of God.
有金钱的外貌,没有金钱的power。
They have the form of godliness, but not the power.
我想这保罗在这里不是只做世人来讲,
and Paul wasn't talking about the man in the world, but talking about God's children. And this is exactly this time's
condition. 基督教里面我们都知道有几个最popular的,
even among Christianity, we know there are so many famous star preachers.
And
you watch TV, you could hear them preaching.
我们知道有几个, 一个就是 Joyce Meyer, 你们听见过吗?
I could name some of them. Joyce Meyer, have you heard of her?
是一个非常 popular 今天在美国的一个女传道，女的一个讲道的。
She is very popular today and a female preacher.
大概是五六十岁吧,
in her 50s or
60s. 还有一个年轻的,
a younger one in her 30s or
40s. 她的名字叫 Paula White.
Paula White.
她是在 Florida.
And she's stationed at Florida.
还有我想你们都听见过一个男的,
and there is this male preacher. You've probably heard of them.
叫
Austin.
Joe Austin.
And he's in Texas.
哎呀, 他们的教会都是上千上万的人。
And they had these mega churches full of thousands of pound
families.
And they wrote so many popular books.
他们讲什么? 讲成功神学。
What did they talk about? They talk about success theology.
讲这个 positive thinking. 这个,
and positive thinking.
Enjoy Maya, 他最畅销的本书是 Enjoy Your Everyday Life.
And one of the most popular books written by Joy Meyer is Enjoy Your Daily Life.
我们知道这几位最有名的传道的明星，我们在几个月以前报纸上曾经看过，这个美国国务院的有一个议员，很有名的，这个民主，不是民主党，是共和党的一个议员，他说。 就讲到这几位最有名的那个基督教的传道人，要调查他们的收入，调查他们的税务各方面的问题。Not
long ago, a Republican congressman suggested that the government should look into all these star preachers' taxes, their incomes, their financial matters.
因为他们的收入同今天的 CEO 的收入一样。
Because their income is just as much as today's CEOs.
就是要调查他们有没有欺骗信徒，欺骗那些钱财。
They wanted to investigate to see if there is any fraud in it.
他们的生活非常的奢侈。
And they live such a luxurious life.
他们有这个自己的飞机。
They have their personal plans.
他们住的、行的、穿的。
Where they live, what kind of clothing they put on.
这个报纸称他们是发财的福音教会。
So the newspaper called them
as a rich, prosperity church. 发财的福音教会。
Prosperity Church Gospel. And this is how the world view these churches. And we know that Joy Meyer once said this. She said that you will never make yourself happy. Nor would others make you happy.
除非,
unless.
除非,
unless.
除非你自己不要自卑,
unless you would get rid of your inferior complexity.
除非你自己要尊重自己, 看重自己,
unless you respect yourselves and highly respect
这样你才会有喜乐,
and then you would have this joy.
不是你是个自卑的人, 看不起自己的人, 你永远不会喜乐。
But if you have this inferiority complex and you look down on yourself, you will never be happy.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹, 你看看他们所讲的同神的话, 真理有多不同。
So brothers and sisters, think about all these things. What a stark contrast with God's word.
我们想到主耶稣在登山报讯讲到八个父，开始四个父是讲什么？
As we think of our Lord Jesus who preached on the Sermon on the Mount, and what's the first four blessings?
我想第一个，祝福，那就是喜乐了，就是快乐了。Blessing
simply means happiness.
虚心的人有福了，天国是他们的。虚心的邻里贫穷的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God.
什么叫邻里贫穷的?
What is to be poor in spirit?
就是看自己是一个 beggar, 是一个讨饭的。
That is, you view yourself as a beggar.
看自己是一个破产的人。
You look at yourself as though you are bankrupt.
看自己是一无所有的人。
Look at yourself as not having nothing.
看自己是一无所能的人。
Can do anything. You are simply worthless.
完全破产了,
you are totally bankrupt. There is not whatsoever
resource.
Totally depend upon the arm from other sources.
弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister, this is a call to be poor in spirit. This is called a humble person.
这样的人就快乐了, 这样的人就有福了。
And the Lord says, happy and blessed are you.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹, 你就比较一下,
我们这些有名的传道的明星布道的人所讲的话。
Brothers and sisters, you yourself make a comparison with what the Lord says, as opposed to what these star preachers say.
第二个说，哀用的人有福了，他们必得安慰。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
哀用的人，就自己难过的、忧伤的、这个心灵的一种人。
Those who mourn, that means you're grieving within your heart.
就像那个税吏到了圣殿的面前，头都抬不起来，捶着胸对着神说：“神啊，可怜我，我是一个罪人啊！
Just、
你可怜可怜我啊！”
Just as the tax collector, as he came before the temple, he would not even lift up his head, just beat upon his chest, saying, "Oh Lord, have mercy on me."
不像那个法利赛人一样。
He wasn't like that Pharisee.
这样的是一个哀用的人，哀用的人有福了，他们必得安慰，他们就喜乐了。
Such is a person who mourns, blessed, happy are they, because they shall be comforted.
温柔的人有福了，他们必承受地土。
And blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
什么叫温柔的人？
What are the meek?
温柔的人今天就是与人无争的、无夺的、不同人争夺的，可以放弃自己所有的权益、放弃自己的利益的一个人，为着别人，他可以放弃一切的人。
A meek person is the one who does not fight with anybody else for other people's interests. He would rather forego all his rights.
是一个谦和的人。
Is a humble man.
可以让步的人。
Is a person who is able to yield.
他能够往前，他也能够往后。
He is able to move forward and also he could move backward.
这是一个温柔的人。
And this is a meek person.
被骂可以不还口，遭害能够不说为何的话。
When he was wounded, he would not reproach. And when he would threatened, he would not talk back.
温和的人有福了，他们必承受地土。这样一个人是喜乐的人，满足的人，是一个有福的人。
Now blessed is the meek who shall inherit the earth. Such is the one who is happy and who is joyful.
第四个。
Now the fourth.
是什么
？Blessing. What is it？
什么？饥饿的人有福了，可饥渴慕义的人有福了，他们必得饱足。
Blessed are those who thirst and hunger for righteousness, for they shall be filled.
饥渴慕义，自己没有义。
Now thirst and hunger for righteousness because you do not have righteousness.
所有的义不过像一件污秽的外衣，他何等需要神的义。
All of our righteousness is just like a filthy rag. How much we need God's righteousness.
这是一个饥渴慕义的人，他们有福了，他们能够得到帮助。
Such is one who thirsts and hungers for righteousness, and he shall be filled.
弟兄姊妹，这样一个人才是喜乐的人。
Brothers and sisters, only such a person could be joyful.
你看见吗？主的话，主的真理，同今天基督教所传的那些道理是何等的不一样，不同。
So do you see that the Lord's words are so much different from what the popular teaching of Christianity today?
彼得怎么讲？彼得前书第五章，他说：“你们年幼的人应当顺服年长的人，你们就是个人，也都应当以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神。”抵挡骄傲的人，施恩给谦卑的人，所以你们要自卑，你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他就要把你们升高。
What does Peter say in 1 Peter chapter 5? He says that the younger people should subject yourself to the elders, but you all should be submissive to one another and clothe yourself with humility, for God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. In due time, he will exalt you.
所以你们要自卑。
Therefore, humble yourself.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是个基督的心。
Now, brother and sister, this is the mind of Christ.
所以你就看个整个一个时代，整个一些说法、讲法，连基督教里面所传的道。
So you see, in this time, all the sayings and teachings among the Christianity.
所以你要能够有基督的心是何等难的一件事。
And then if you could see how difficult it is to have the mind of Christ.
为什么我要念创世纪第四十九章这段话？
Why is it I read to you this passage in Genesis 49?
当你念的时候，你里面有什么看见？
As you read it, what is that you saw?
耶和华，我数来等候你的救恩。
It says the Lord, I have waited for your salvation.
这是雅各的一个祷告，但雅各的一个呼求。
This is Jacob's crying, his prayer.
我数来等候你的救恩，这个救恩是什么救恩？
I have waited for your salvation. What salvation is this?
这个救恩就是还的救恩。
This is the salvation of a soul.
雅各是一个说还的人，等会我们会再讲到。
Now Jacob was such a person of soul. We will talk about it later.
他有一个典型的一个还的生命，堕落的还生命。
He has this typical fallen soulish life.
他是一个有野心的那一个野心家。
He was also a man of great ambition.
一个自私的野心，他有自私的野心。
He had a selfish ambition.
他有自信的骄傲，自高自大。
He was proud of self, conceited, arrogant.
他从来不需要依靠神的。
He never did need to
rely on God. 他不需要等候神的，不需要仰望神的。
He didn't have to wait on his God, nor lift up his heart to him.
他有的是智慧，有的是聪明，有的是办法。
He had all the wisdom, understanding all his ways of doing things.
他是以自我为中心的，一个典型的以自我为中心的人，是一个说谎的人。
He is such an epitome of a soulish, self-centered person.
所以这里我们看见他有一个祷告说：“耶和华，我素来等候你的救恩，拯救我这个环境。”
And then he said, "Lord, I have waited for your salvation. Save my soul."
几十年的身躯对付破碎。指使他那一个魂的生命。
Scores of years of breaking, dealing with the soul.
五六十年的时间。
It took 50 to 60 years.
为什么这一段我是讲是这个解释呢？你看前面所讲的那个蛋所发生的一件事，你就知道。
Why did I expound this passage this way? If you look at what happened to Dan in the previous passage.
这里讲到蛋就像一个蛇一样的把这个马的这个蹄啊咬伤了，以至于这个马呢就绊倒了，结果落后了，跑不动了，跑不往前了。
Here the pastor says that Dan was just like a serpent, a vile, it would bite the horse's heel, so the horse would stumble, he would not be able to run forward anymore.
弟兄姊妹，今天我也是，为什么我们的生命不能长大？
Brothers and sisters, why is it today our life could not grow?
为什么今天我们不能成熟，不能长大成人，满有基督的生命？
Why is it we could not grow to be mature, to reach the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ?
我们为什么不能成为一个贵重的器皿，圣洁的哈弗主用？
Why is it we cannot become the vessel for honor, useful for the master's use?
为什么我们今天虽然蒙了救恩，但是不能达到救恩拯救我们最重要达到的目的？
Why is it today after we have been saved, but still we cannot reach to the ultimate goal of our salvation?
我想没有什么其他原因。
I suppose there is no other reason.
就是我们的己。
Except that because of our soul, ourself.
这个你还记得上次我提到，圣奥古斯丁他有个祷告说：“主啊，求你拯救我最大的一个仇敌，就是我的己。”
Do you recall in my last sharing that Saint Augustine had this prayer, saying, "Lord, save me from my greatest nemesis."
马丁路德也曾经讲过。
Martin Luther also said,
我最怕的还不是罗马坐在宝座上的那个教皇，最怕的就是我里面自己的那个教皇坐在宝座上下不来。
The one that I'm afraid of most is not the Pope sitting in Rome, but the one sitting in my heart on my throne who would not come down.
但把这个马的蹄咬伤了，这个马跑不动了，落后了，我们长不大。不能成熟，我们的魂没有更新，我们的魂没有变化。
Now Dan bit the horse's heel, so we could not run forward, and our soul cannot be transformed, be changed. We simply cannot become mature.
希伯来书第五章，希伯来书怎么讲的？
Hebrew chapter 5, the author wrote it in such a way.
按照你学习的功夫，你们都可以做师傅了。
By this time, you should be a teacher.
但是呢，你们还要把神的圣言的那个小学的开端来教导你们。
But you need someone to teach you the principles of the oracles of God again.
因为你们还是个婴孩，只能吃奶，不能吃干粮。
Because you are babes, you can only partake of milk, not solid food.
对仁义的道理一点都不熟悉，心窍一点都没有开窍。
You are unskilled in the word of righteousness, and your senses have not been trained.
这个蛇就把马的蹄咬伤了，这个马就绊倒了，落后了，走不动了。
Therefore, the serpent bit the horse's heel, the horse stumbled, and the horse fell behind, could not move forward anymore.
信主了10年、20年还是老样子。
So after you believe in the Lord for 10 or 20 years, you are still the same.
没有多大的改变，没有多大的变化。
There is not much change, not much transformation.
为什么？
Why?
就是你这个魂还没有蒙到拯救。
Because your soul hasn't been saved yet.
虽然你的灵得救了，已经重生了。
Although your spirit is saved, you have been born again.
凡是属基督的，是与基督成了一个灵了。
He who has joined to Christ has become one spirit with him.
但是这个生命，基督成了我们的生命，这个生命不能扩大，这个生命不能充满，这个生命不能亲身到我们的魂的里面来掌权。
Even though Christ has become our life, but this life cannot be extended, enlarged, cannot permeate into our whole body to reign in us.
我们还是自己的想法，自己的看法，自己的喜好，自己的定规，自己的决定。
We still have our own like, our own plans, our own opinions, our own thoughts, our own decisions.
还像雅各一样。
Just like Jacob.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这就是这一段我们雅各的祷告。
So, brothers and sisters, this is what this prayer of Jacob points to.
我们实在是需要神的拯救。
We truly need God's deliverance us in
this. 这里为什么讲到Dan呢？
Why is it the Bible speaks of Dan?
我们都知道，若是你看四世纪第17章、18章，你就明白这个故事了。
We all know this. If you read your Bible in Judges chapter 17 and 18,
我们知道米迦那里有以法莲三弟，有一个米迦。
We know that there was this person called Micah who lived in the Ephraim's mountain. I'll just mention it very briefly.
因为他偷了妈妈的1000多两银子，对不对？
Because he stole about 1100 shekels of silver from his mom.
后来他妈妈就在那里咒诅了。
Therefore, his mother cursed the one who stole the
money. 结果他儿子就把那偷的1000两银子就还给了他的妈妈。
Therefore, Micah returned the stolen silver back to his
mother. 妈妈拿了这些钱做什么呢？
What did his mother do with this money?
他就雕刻塑造了很多的偶像。
She hired people to make many carved, molded images.
他又造了一个以弗德。
She made an effort.
他又雇佣了一个利未人到他家里来成为祭司，他就自己设立了一个神堂。
He even hired a Levite to come to stay with him, and he set up this house shrine.
他就在家里在这里敬拜，在家里在这里侍奉这位偶像。
Therefore, there he served, he worshipped this idol.
结果我们知道，但支派那时候还没分到产业。
And we know at that time the tribe of Dan hadn't got their inheritance yet.
结果但支派有600个人到他家里，把他所有的东西都掳去了，都抢去了。
So 600 of Dan, the tribe of Dan, came to his house and took away all his possessions,
所有的偶像、衣服的这等等东西都
including house idols and all the ephod.
因为他们带有自己用暴力抢了一个城，就把这个城称为但的城。
Because the Danites took a city by violence, and then they called that city Dan.
他们就把偶像也好，这个都放在这个丹的城里面，他们在那里敬拜。所以有一句在十八章有一句话说，神的殿在示罗有多少的日子，神的殿在示罗有多少的日子，丹为自己这个雕刻米迦的神像也有多少的日子。
So all the Danites took the idols of Micah and put them in the city and worshiped and served them. That's why in chapter 18, you read this verse saying that as set up the idol of that Micah made at the same time as the house of God in Shiloh.
所以他们不到 house of God 就失落去敬拜，他们就在那个丹的城里面在那里敬拜。
So therefore, they would not go to Shiloh to worship God. Instead, they would just worship the idols in the city of Dan.
So you
see, this Dan is so closely related to this worship.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹, so
brothers and sisters, what's our greatest idol today? Because an idol replaces God's.
当然我们有很多的偶像,
we have so
基督徒,
many idols.
基督徒有很多无形的偶像,
Christians have so many invisible idols.
所以约翰耶稣第五章最后一句话, 约翰怎么讲, 小子们啊, 你们要自守, 要远避偶像。
Therefore, in the end of the 1 John chapter 5, the verse says, little ones, keep yourselves from idols.
当然这里的idol, 约翰是特别注重在当时的智慧派, Gnosticism, 就是这个智慧派。
Of course, when John wrote that epistle, he emphasized on the heresy of this Gnosticism.
当然我们知道偶像是太多了今天。
But we know that idols just all over the place.
今天基督教里面也充满了偶像。
Now today, in today's Christianity, it's just filled with
今天所有人定的制度也好，人定的这个仪式也好，人定的所谓的那个规章制度也好， 我想这些组织也好，都是代替了神，这就是偶像。
Today, I believe all man-made system rituals, all the teachings, ordinances, all these have replaced God, so they are idols.
不是照着神的教训，不是神照着神的教导，我想这些都是偶像，代替了神。
Anything that's not based upon God's teaching, God's truth, is an idol which has replaced God.
当然在我们个人也是有很多的偶像。
Now, personal speaking, we also have so many idols.
哎呀，我们儿女成为我们的偶像，我们的地位成为我们的偶像，我们的名誉财宝成了我们的偶像，我们的工作成了我们的偶像。
Our children, our status, our fame, our work, they all could become our idols.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, little do we notice one idol.
最大的偶像,
which is the greatest of idols.
这个偶像我们是五体投地的,
to this idol, we simply fall prostrated under it.
若是你不注意这个偶像，不把这个偶像打碎，其他的偶像你根本是没有办法把它除掉。
If you do not pay attention to this very idol, do not smash it into pieces, there is no way you can deal with other idols.
所有的偶像都是从这个偶像来的。
All other idols come from this one.
这个偶像就是我们的自己, 我们的魂的生命。
This very idol is our self, our soul life.
哎呀, 我们把它高举起来, 高举起来, 远远地高过我们的身。
We lifted it so high up, all above our God.
我们是何等保护自己, 爱惜自己, 尊重自己, 看重自己。
How we cherish, nourish, respect, and value ourselves.
弟兄姊妹, 这个偶像我们不除去。
Brothers and sisters, if we do not read this, read of this idol,
我们所有的难处, 所有的问题, 没办法得到解决。
All our problems, issues can never be taken care of.
哎呀, 你看看我们的一生有多少的问题, 多少的难处, 一个难处又接着一个难处, 一个问题又接着一个问题, 弟兄姊妹, 所有的难处, 所有的问题, 你追溯到一个根源, 就是你的魂没有好好的破碎，没有对付。
Brothers and sisters, think of all the problems and issues in your life that come one after another. When you trace it to the very, very source, it's because your soul, your life has never been dealt with.
我想这些问题就像影儿一样的，一直随着你，摆脱不了的。
And these problems are just like shadows that cling to you. You cannot get rid of them.
你若是不把这个偶像打碎，你永远不得安息，不得喜乐，不得平安。If
you do not break these idols into pieces, you will never have peace, joy.
正像雅各一样。
Just as Jacob.
你看雅各有12个儿子，还有女儿，还有4个老婆，还有牛，还有羊，还有这个人应该是世界上最喜乐的一个人，对不对？
Think of Jacob, and he had 12 sons, four wives, and a daughter, all the livestock. Shouldn't he be the most happy person in the world?
但是为什么他到了法老面前说，我年龄是130岁，我是又短又苦啊。
Then why is it Jacob when he met King Pharaoh, he told him, I am 130 years old and my life is short and bitter.
哎呀，我们看他的生活早生。 他在太阳底下晒，晚上他受寒伤，这个二十年在拉班的家里有多苦啊。
Oh, how difficult it is, Jacob, when he worked for his uncle Laban, he had to bear the heat of the day and the frost at night.
所有的问题就出在他的魂里面。
And all of his problems came from his soul.
本来这个雅各应该是个世界上最喜乐的人，不是这些东西叫他喜乐，神与他同在。
Jacob is supposed to be the happiest person, but it's not because of all this. It is simply because of the fact that God was with him.
我们知道，当他一离开他的妈妈，离开这个利巴家，离开他的兄弟以扫的时候，他在伯特利后来成为伯特利这个地方，神就已经应许他了。雅各，我要与你同在，你无论到哪里去，我要保佑你，我要看顾你，我要看守你，你无论到哪里，我不会撇下你。这是神对他的一个极大宝贵的应许啊，雅各啊。
When Jacob was about to leave his household, God had promised him the exceedingly great precious promise to him that saying that wherever you go, I will never leave you or forsake you. I will be with you.
这也是今天神对每一个蒙恩得救的儿女的一个应许，宝贝的应许，没有条件的应许。我要与你同在，无论到哪里，我要保佑你，我永远不丢弃你。
Isn't this the same promise that today God has promised all of us? It's so precious that saying that wherever you go, I will not leave you or forsake you. I will keep you and I will be with you.
但是可惜的雅各,
but quite a shame.
从来没有感觉到神与他同在。
Jacob had never felt that for God's presence.
因为他从来也不需要依靠神。
Because never did he once need to rely on God.
他根本就不祷告的人。
He never prayed.
他虽然有记载了三十二章以前他祷告过大概一两次吧，这个祷告也是同神巴根，对不对？在伯特利的时候他有一个祷告，也是一个同神在那里谈交易啊。
Although in Genesis probably chapter 32 he did pray once or twice, but even in that prayer he was bargaining with his God.
后来有一次的祷告也是为着自己，在紧要的关头他呼叫了神，他也是为着自己啊，以极为中心的一个祷告，为着自己的祷告。
And at the next time he prayed, that was in such a critical time that the prayer was self-centered for his own interest.
除此以外几十年他们就记载了这两次的祷告。
Apart from these two prayers, all of the Jacob's life, we did not see any record of his prayers.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道我们的魂的问题，今天我们的侍奉，今天我们人际的关系，我们对教会中间的生活，所有的难处，所有的问题都是出在你的魂的生命啊。
Brothers and sisters, you have to know this. All your problems in family, in church, in interpersonal relationships, they all come, all boil down to the very one fact that problem with your soul.
我们的既不破碎，不被神对付，不自私，我们永远是落在这种可怜的光景里面。
Unless your soul is broken, dealt with, smashed, then you will always fall into the victim of miserable condition.
你要知道，我们的魂，撒旦很容易占有啊。
You know, Satan can so easily occupy our soul.
我们的 soul 是一个征战的一个城地啊，是争夺的一个城地。撒旦要夺到你的魂。神圣灵也要得到你的魂。
Our soul is actually a battleground where Satan wants to gain it, but at the same time, Holy Spirit wants to seize it.
你不舍弃、不撇下、不破碎你自己的，很容易被撒旦利用的。
If you do not deny yourself, your soul is not broken, you will be so easily used by Satan.
你的心思、你的意念、你的意志、你的喜好，很容易被撒旦所占有。
Your thoughts, your intents, your likes, and your will be so easily occupied by Satan.
为什么彼得成了撒旦？
Why is Peter became Satan?
马太福音十六章我们都知道。
Matthew 16, we all know.
当主耶稣对门徒说：“我要上耶路撒冷受祭司、文士、长老各种的苦难，我要被钉死，三天以后我要复活。”
When Jesus told his disciples that I'm going to Jerusalem, I will suffer in the hands of scribes, Pharisees, and also the elders, that in 3 days I will be crucified, in 3 days I'll be raised up again.
彼得怎么讲？
What did Peter say?
主啊，这件事千万千万万万不能懂。
Peter said, Lord, far be it from you, this shall never happen to you.
撒旦推我去吧，你是绊我脚的，你不体贴神的意思，这体贴你魂的意思，人的意思。
And Jesus says, Satan, get behind me. You are an offense to me. You're not mindful of the things of God, only the things of man.
为什么这时候彼得的哪一个魂已经被撒旦占有了？
What happened at this time? At this time, Peter's soul was totally occupied by Satan.
他的心思意念完全是站在撒旦的这一边了。
His thoughts, his intents were totally on the side of Satan.
你记得《使徒行传》第五章那个亚非拉，还有谁啊
？Ananias.
亚纳尼亚、撒非拉，一个兄这一对夫妇。
Do you recall that in Acts chapter 5, this couple, Ananias and Sapphira?
Satan 充满了你们的心。
Bible says Satan has filled your heart.
Satan 充满了你们的魂、你们的心思、你们的意念，怕你们贪图虚浮的荣耀。
Satan has filled your soul, your thoughts, your intents. You covet this empty conceit.
你们欺哄了圣灵。
You lied to the Holy Spirit.
你们明明把财产都卖掉了，但是你们留了一部分，拿出一部分来，你们却说你们都已经奉献上去了。
It's evidently that you sold your possession, but you kept part of the proceeds and saying that I've given all to the disciples.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？我们的魂被撒旦占有。
Do you see that how our soul could be seized by Satan?
为什么大卫为了数殿人数的？
Why is David numbered people?
撒旦激动了他的心，他的心，他的心。
Because Satan stirred up his heart, his spirit.
他也是为着虚荣在那里数点他的成就。
And because this empty conceit, he was counting all the accomplishments he had.
所以难怪哥林多前在后书第四章保罗说要把他们的心意夺回归向基督。
No wonder in 2 Corinthians, Paul said, bringing their thoughts into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
我们的心意被撒旦掳去，我们要再一次的保罗说：“我要靠着神的大能，把你们的心意再转回，能够归向神，想神所要想，是爱神所要爱的，定归神所要定归你的。”
Our thoughts had been taken captive by Satan, so Paul says, "I will, by the power of God, turn you around to think what God wants us to think, to love what God wants us to love."
神要以艰难当作饼，困苦当作水给你喝，叫你们老师不会隐藏，你们要看见你们的老师，你们要听见后面有声音说这是正路，要心在其中，把你所有的偶像都把它玷污，当作一件污秽的衣服把它丢掉，离开吧偶像。
That's why God says that I will feed you with bread of affliction, the water of adversity, but your teachers will not be hidden from you anymore. You will hear the voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, not to the left, not to the right. Therefore, you should defile all the idols and think of them as some unclean thing and throw them away.
经过十字架的对付破碎。
This could only be done through the dealing and breaking the cross.
我们才认识说，哎呀，这原来是偶像。
Then、
我们最大的偶像就是自己啊。
Then could we possibly realize that this is the greatest idol that I have, that is ourselves?
我们看见这是个污秽的东西啊。
So let's all see that how defiled.
不是那样可爱宝贝的东西啊，这个极是最丑陋的。最坏的、最败坏的东西啊，一生的意不过像污秽的外衣啊，你没有一点意的。
It's not something to be cherished, something to, something lovable. It's disgusting. It's filthy. All our righteousness are just like filthiness, rag, filthy rag. No righteousness in it at all.
这时候你会苏醒过来。
Then you will come back to your senses.
哎呀，你看约伯记不是也有这段话吗？三十六章。
Now in Job, doesn't it also say the same thing?
我要以困苦救拔困。苦的人，我要以困苦来救拔在困苦中的人。
I will deliver the afflicted with affliction.
我要叫他受欺压的时候，他的眼睛能够打开。
So when they are oppressed, their eyes could be open.
我必把他们从困苦中把他们救出来。
And I will deliver them from their trouble.
我要把他们带到宽广不狭窄之地。
And I will lead them into a broad place without constraint.
摆在他们席上的充满了肥甘。
And there should be set upon the table abundance of fatness.
哎呀，这里用的真好，困苦就把困苦的，一个充满着饥或者饥里面的一个属于魂的一个人，他是充满在困苦的里面，不能解脱，不能自由。
And the verse is so well said, because a person is full of self and soul is bound in these afflictions without freedom.
弟兄姊妹，所以为什么多少时候神用十字架来对付我们，破碎我们。
Brothers and sisters, this is why in so many occasions God would break and deal with us with the cross.
兴起各样的环境来对付我们。
God would raise up all kinds of circumstances to deal with us.
不然的话，我们像雅各一样，总是要从人来摔跤，摔跤，你看从晚上一直摔到天亮，最少六个小时在那里摔跤。哎呀。
Otherwise, we would be just like Jacob, but we would always want to wrestle with man.He wrestled with this man from evening until the dawn, at least 6 hours.
我们看见这里好像是人，其实不是人。我们知道他这个人就是神啊。
It seems that Jacob was wrestling with a man, but we know this is not a mere man.
我们知道什么叫以色列？我们常常讲以色列翻译最好的翻译就是神的王子，对不对 ？Prince， 他是神的王子。
What's the best translation of Israel? It is the Prince of God.
他们明白圣经的，明白希伯来文的，他们说这还不是最好的节。他第一个意义就是与神摔跤的人，以色列就是与神摔跤的人，这叫以色列。
But this is not the most important thing to those Hebrew scholars. Israel means the man who wrestles with God.
第二个翻译才是神的王子。
Now the second translation of that word is the Prince of God.
一个人怎么能够成为以色列？
How can a person become
a Israel? 不要忘掉你是与神摔跤的人。
Don't you forget that you're the one who wrestles with God.
哎呀，雅各与神摔跤了六个小时。
Jacob wrestled with God for 6 hours.
你与神摔跤多少时间？
How much time do you wrestle with your God?
你的丈夫摔跤多少时间？
How much time do you wrestle with your husband?
你的妻子摔跤多少时间？
How much time do you wrestle with your
wife? 你教会里的同工摔跤多少时间？
And how much time do you wrestle with the co-workers at church?
你同人摔跤多少时间？
How much time do you wrestle with man?
你同那些环境周围的环境，你摔跤多少时间？
How much time do you wrestle with all the surroundings?
你摔跤的目的就要把对方那个征服。
The purpose that you want to wrestle with them is you want to subdue them.
要叫他们服你。
So they will be submissive to you.
丈夫要妻子来服他，妻子要丈夫来服他。
Husbands want their wives to be submissive, and wives want their husbands to be submissive.
所以这个睡觉是不，我们不止六小时，可能有六年呢，可能十几年我们还在睡觉啊。
So it doesn't take 6 hours.To wrestle with people, it probably takes us 6 years or even 10+ years to do the same thing.
从来没有看见自己。
But never do we see ourselves.
哎呀，为什么要这么长时间？神要同他睡觉六个小时。
Why is it took God so long to wrestle with Jacob?
我想时间就是慢慢的把你自己显露出来。
I believe this time is used to reveal your real being.
正像约伯一样的。
Just as Jacob.
我们不知道约伯受苦受了多少时间。
We really don't know how much time Job suffered.
我想也是相当长的一段时间。
But I believe it's quite a long time.
哎呀，最后他说：“我从前风闻有你，现在我亲眼看见你，我厌恶自己，在炉灰中懊悔，现在他看见自己原来是这样一个丑陋的自己。
In the end, Job saw himself. He said that I've heard of you in hearing my eye, in the ear, but my eye sees you. Therefore, I abhor myself. I repent in ashes and heap of ashes and dust. He hated himself, his very soul.
巴不得我们不要再与对方摔跤了。
Oh, if only we would not spend any more time wrestling with others.
让我们顺服下来。
But let's be submissive.
做妻子的顺服丈夫。
So wives would be submissive to husbands.
丈夫能够顺服自己的妻子。
Likewise, husbands will be submissive to wives.
教会里我们年幼的应该顺服年长的。
Now in the church, the young should be submissive to the elders.
我们个人也都应当谦卑，说要我们彼此顺服。
And we should be submissive to one another and clothe ourselves with humility.
我们应当有基督的心为心。
We should have this mind of Christ as our own mind.
我们谦卑下来，我们顺服下来。
Humble ourselves, be submissive.
这样你就困苦中间解脱出来了。
Then you will be delivered from afflictions.
哎呀，你看，当雅各一经过皮努以勒，天就亮了，他的腿就瘸了。
You see, after Jacob passed Penuel, and the day the dawn came on him.And he became limping.
特别注意这句话。
Now pay special attention to
this. 日头升起来了。
As the day broke.
太阳升起来了。
The sun was rising.
看见了亮光了。
Jacob saw the light.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个完整的人是在光明里面的。
Brothers and sisters.
一个完整的人呢，没有破碎过，没有对付过的人。他是在光明里面的。
A person who has never been broken can never be in light.
所有在光明中间的人都是不完整的人。
Now all those who are in the light are incomplete ones broken by the Lord.
他们的脚都是瘸的。
They all become lame.
他们的脚的大腿窝已经被神抓过一把了。
And the very socket of their hip was touched by God.
他们认输了。
They confess they.
从今以后，雅各就需要用杖了，用杖了。他每走一步路，他要依靠神了。
From then on, Jacob had to depend on the staff to walk. On every step of the way, he had to rely on God.
每一步路，他要寻求神的面了。
And every step of his way, he had to seek God's face.
什么叫皮努伊勒？皮努伊勒就是见到了神的面了。
What is Penuel? It is the face of God.
雅各虽然神永远与他同在，没有离开过他，他从来没有看见过神的面。
Although God had always been with Jacob, never left him, but Jacob had never seen God's face.
现在他看见神的面了。
Now Jacob saw God's face.
所以诗篇第三十三篇有一段话很宝贝。
So in Psalm 33, there is this passage so precious.
他说：“谁能登耶和华的山？谁能够住在你的圣所中呢？”
Who can ascend the hill of God and live in your holy place?
就是守戒心清，不讲虚假其事，心中没有诡诈的人。
Those who have pure heart and clean hands, who do not lift up their eyes to falsehood, there is no guile in him.
他们必蒙耶和华赐福。
They will be blessed by the Lord.
他们也蒙那位拯救他们的神使他们称义。
They will be justified by the God who saves them.
底下怎么讲？
Now how does it say next?
这是寻求耶和华的族类。
This is the generation who seek the Lord.
是寻找他面的雅各。
The generation that seek God's face, even Jacob.
这里讲到寻求神面的雅各。
Now this is Jacob who seeks the face of God.
雅各的名字不单是以色列，他是一个寻求耶和华面的人。
So the name of Jacob says not only is the one who seeks God, but he seeks His face.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
雅各从今以后，从这一天开始，他就寻求神的面了。
From then on, from that very day, Jacob started to see God's face.
当然，他还不完全。
Of course, he was incomplete.
他还不能成为以色列。
And he couldn't become Israel yet.
这是三十二章的事，还要过十五章到四十七章，雅各才是真正的成了以色列。
Now this is what happened in Genesis 32, and we have to go through another 15 chapters. When we come to Genesis 47, chapter 47, at this time, Jacob now became Israel.
他一生是一个四十七岁。
He lived 147 years old.
最后的十七年，他成了以色列。
The last 17 years of his life, he became Israel.
哎呀，你看看他成了众人的祝福。
See how he had become the very blessing to all.
他不但成了一个喜乐平安充满着神福气的一个人。
Not only was the one full of God's joy and peace and his blessings.
并且他也成了一个侍奉的器皿。
that he also he became the very vessel to give blessings to others.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要想神一次把我们的大腿我摸了一下，我们就完全了。
Brothers and sisters, don't we think that God only needs to touch once the very socket of our hip, then we become limping?
我想我们的一生要变成主的形象，有基督的那个形象，有神的那个性情，不知道要被神在大腿窝里面要摸多少大。
For us to be conformed to the very image of the Son of God, I don't know how many times God needs to touch the very socket of our hip.
感谢神,
we thank God.
神不放弃我们,
God has never given up on us.
他的恩召和拣选是不会后悔的。
His calling, His election are irrevocable.
但愿我们也能够格外的殷勤。叫我们的恩召和拣选能够坚定不移，有一天叫我们能够丰丰富富的进入主救主耶稣基督那永远的国。
Let us all become even more diligently to make our calling election secure and sure, so one day an entrance will be supplied to us abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Jesus Savior.
感谢神，我想我们下次还有一次。
I believe we have another sharing on this theme.
但愿我们都有基督的心为心。
If only we all had this mind which was in Christ.
让我们教会能够同心合意，彼此和睦。
So that with one accord, with unity, our church will grow one single mind.
这样仁爱平安的神就常与我们同在。
So the God of peace and love will be with us all the time.
我们低头祷告。
Your head bowed, let's pray.
主啊，除你以外，我们在天上还有谁呢？
Lord, apart from you, whom do we have in heaven?
在地上除你以外，我们也没有所爱慕的。
And on earth, there is none other that we desire.
主啊，我们的肉体，我们的心肠都会的衰退。
Lord, our hearts or our body will decay.
但是神是我们的力量
But God is my strength.
是我们永远的福分
It's a portion of our everlasting life.
我们感谢主
Lord, we thank you.
耶和华是我们的产业是我们杯中的份
The Lord is our inheritance, is our portion
让我们持守让我们持守
Let us hold fast to it.
让我们能够远避一切的偶像
Let us keep ourselves from idols.
把我们的偶像都能够打碎
And smash all the aura of our idols.
都看为污秽
View them as filthy things.
让你成为我的主
So that you will become our Lord.
成为我们唯一的主
Our only Lord.
常把主摆在我们的面前
Often we place you before us.
你在我们的右边，我们就不会动摇
As you're at the right hand of us, we will never be shaken.
主啊，愿用我们的主，基督用你的爱吸引我们。
O Lord, continue to draw us to you through your love.
让我们认识基督，更多的认识基督。
So that we will know Christ and know Him more.
晓得他复活的大能。
Know the power of His resurrection.
与他一同受苦，效法他的死，我们也得以从死里复活。
That know the power of the suffering, the fellowship of His suffering, that by being conformed to His death, we might.Be raised from, out from his death.
主求你对付我们的肉体，对付我们的魂的生命，
oh, Lord,
对付我们天然的生命。
Deal with our soul, deal with our self life, deal with this natural life.
对付我们里面的那个世界。
Deal with this inner world in us.
主让我们更新，让我们变化。
Oh Lord, transform, change us.
早日能够达到你救赎我们最终要达到的目的。
So that we could be.Reaching toward the very ultimate goal of our salvation.
感谢主，你是施诸般恩典的神。
Oh Lord, we thank you for you are the God of all grace.
你在基督里召我们，得向他永远的荣耀。
In Christ, you have called us for His eternal glory.
虽然我们承受苦难以后，你要亲自的成全我们，坚固我们。
Although we have suffered a little for a while, you will perfect, establish, and strengthen us.
你破碎我们是为了成全。
You break us in order to perfect us.
你毁坏我们是为了建造。
And you destroy us in order to build us up.
我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship you.
听孩子的祷告，是耶稣基督的名。
Hear your child's prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.